This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Britain have condemned the detention of Venezuelan opposition politician Freddy Guevara and called for his immediate release. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the United States considers the detention unjust, and it also condemns the, quote, harassment of interim President Juan Guaido. Guaido is an ally of Guevara and the opposition leader, whom the United States considers Venezuela's legitimate leader. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab released a statement Tuesday on Twitter calling the government of Nicolas Maduro illegitimate and saying it must release Mr. Guevara and all political prisoners. He added, quote, free, fair elections are the only way to end the crisis in Venezuela. Venezuelan prosecutors on Monday announced they had charged Guevara with terrorism and treason after the country's Mil Intelligence Service arrested him from his car on a Caracas highway. Guaido said Monday that unidentified armed men threatened him when he left his apartment Monday in an effort to assist Guevara. The incidents took place as the government and opposition prepare for negotiations next month aimed at resolving Venezuela's political crisis, in which Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido both claim the Venezuelan presidency after a disputed 2018 election. Maduro said on state television Monday that he had proof some, quote, bad actors were plotting a takeover and that prosecutors had acted on the basis of that proof. He also said the United States and European Union should lift sanctions on Venezuela before the negotiations begin. The White House announced Tuesday that First Lady Jill Biden will lead the official U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics July 23rd. President Biden is not expected to attend. VOA News. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued Tuesday in Johannesburg, Soweto, and KwaZulu-Natal province, home to former President Jacob Zuma, whose jailing last week sparked the unrest. South African police say 72 people have now died in the unrest, many during lootings, shootings, or explosion of automatic cash machines. The number of arrests has risen to more than 1,000, according to the police, although they say thousands have been involved in looting of shopping malls and other retail stores. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. Zuma was convicted of resisting a court order to testify in a state-backed investigation into allegations of corruption during his 9-year term as president, which ended in 2018. Zuma's lawyer argued Monday before South Africa's constitutional court that Zuma should have his sentence rescinded. Judges on the court said they would consider the arguments and announce their decision at a later date. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. The increase is driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and Independence Day gatherings around the July 4th weekend. All but two U.S. states, Maine and South Dakota, reported that case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks, and infections have jumped to an average of about 23,000 a day on Monday, up from 11,000 on June 23rd. The Taliban warned on Tuesday that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage war on them. The warning came amid moves on the battlefield that critics say indicate the Taliban is planning a military takeover of Afghanistan. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban has condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded that Turkey reconsider. U.S. consumer prices advanced sharply in June, up 5.4% over a year ago. It was the biggest annual gain since 2008. The new figures indicate that the United States, the world's largest economy, is recovering from the economic downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. inflation rate advanced 0.9% in June compared to May. Prices have been higher over the last few months because some prices dropped last year during the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.